For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Kids from all over the city ignored the mayor's call to postpone Halloween on Thursday. Valerie Plante tweeted the day before, urging people to skip the trick-or-treating and stay out of the forecasted heavy rain and strong winds. While the next day, Friday's forecast did not include rain, it did call for winds gusting up to 86 kilometers per hour. A First Nations chief in Alberta is requesting a meeting with Premier Jason Kenney to keep a major mining project away from their community. Fort McKay First Nation is 5 hours north of Edmonton. It's bordered by three oil development sites. They've been negotiating with the government for a decade to preserve the area west of the community, which is used as hunting ground and provides housing for elders. An estimated 1.4 million liters of crude oil has spilled after a breakage in the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The cause of the spill has not been released. Officials say they estimate it to be one of the largest onshore spills in the past decade. The Keystone crude oil pipeline is operated by TC Energy, based in Calgary. The complete line stretches from mid-Alberta to southern Texas. TC Energy has temporarily stopped the flow of oil due to the spill. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
All right, welcome to the Go Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Uncle Ian, and I'm flying solo tonight. Prince Palu is on a mission with Gigi Brown of the Gigi Brown Experience. They're heading out into the night tonight to see some music in the form of Jenny Lewis and her band. So have a great night, guys. That sounds like a lot of fun. And if you are not out trick-or-treating, then surely you're sitting at home tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. And what a great night to be tuning in, because A, it's terrible outside. Two, in the second hour, we've got foreign diplomats coming in to have a conversation, play some music, perhaps some influences. They're going to guest DJ some tracks. They're also going to be performing a live acoustic set, which is going to be super cool. And this has sort of been in the works for a long time. We got their album, I guess, prior to it coming out way back when, through their promotions guy or publicity guy, Josh, who is a friend of the show. He does a lot of good work. We seem to be in constant contact, and I feel like there was a ping-ponging of emails going back and forth about foreign diplomats coming in, and some dates worked, some dates didn't, and it just seemed to get pushed through the whole summer up until now. So I'm happy that they're finally going to be coming into the studio tonight to entertain us all. But let's get to some music. We still have just under an hour to go, and a lot of music I want to play. It was a great week for new releases, and we're going to start off with a track from a LA band called Tombstones in Their Eyes. I don't really know anything about this band, but it popped up in our inbox this week through some label or another, and this is the first track I put on, and I really dug it, so it's starting the show off tonight. Following that, we're going to hear REM. They've just released their 25-year anniversary edition of the album Monster, which was a bit of a divisive album at the time between fans. And producer Scott Litt, who worked on that original album, had always told them that the original mix didn't really sit well with him. So if he ever had the chance to remix it, he would jump at it. So they've provided the remastered original album and then a remixed version where he really tinkers with it quite a bit. And I have to say, as a long-term fan, I didn't know how I was going to feel about someone tinkering with an already 25-year-old product. But I think I prefer the new mix. So we're going to hear I Don't Sleep, I Dream. And then we're going to hear a brand new one from Chocolat. They released a double album today called Jazz Engagé, and it's been streaming all week on the internet. And I have to say, I've been listening to it endlessly this week. Really, really love it. And we're going to hear High Dials, and we're going to hear Elephant Stone. So sit back, folks. Pour yourself a drink. Do what you got to do. Here's Tombstones in Their Eyes. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
Mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw.
Sorry, what?
Mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw.
Sorry, what?
Mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw. Mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw.
All Jest. A delicious blend of all things synthy, disco, synth pop, new wave, and funk.
Tune in every Thursday night from 9 to 10, only on CJLO 1690.
Blue Skies Turn Black present Alex Cameron. The Australian indie pop artist is performing live at Theatre Fairmount on Saturday, November 16th at 9 p.m. in the wake of his new album, Miami Memory. Tickets are on sale now at blueskiesturnblack.com. Holding your hand at the strip club. Holding your hand at the
beach. All dolled up for the discotheque that some call civilization. Feel them breathing down your neck, demanding your attention.
Primitive.
Welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And that was those last three songs were a great slab of home talent, some Montreal bands. Elephant Stone, that last track we heard was Hollow World. And they just announced that their new album, Hollow, is going to be released on Valentine's Day. And I think that's the second song that they've released from it. Thus far. And before that, we had another local bunch of heroes, band of heroes, the High Dials with Primitive Feelings, and that's the title track from their latest release. And Chocolat just released their fantastic double album, Jazz Engagé, Aujourd'hui. They released it today, folks, so there's no reason for it not to be ringing out of your speakers. We heard Les Réseaux Sociaux, and we might hear another song if we have time before the boys in Foreign Diplomats join us just after 7 o'clock. So we have a little over a half hour to go. So I'm going to quit talking and get to some more music. And we'll start off with brand new Wolf Parade track, Against the Day, and then we're going to hear some Red Mass, and yes, I believe we will hear some more Chocolat. So strap in. Here's Wolf Parade with Against the Day. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back.
World music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 1690 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the Downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
Oh, years in a scouting, the first thing I've learned was the secret of containing a fire, trying to minimize the spread of family.